The Shoyoroku, Case 10, The Woman of Taishan. On the road to Wu Taishan, there lived a certain woman. Whenever a monk asked her, "Which way does the road to Taishan go?" the woman would say, "Right straight on." As soon as the monk would go a few steps, the woman would say, "A fine priest, he goes that way too." A monk who had seen this woman told Joshu about this. Joshu said, "Wait till I check out that woman for you." Joshu also asked the woman the same question. The next day, he got up at the lecture hall and said, "I have checked out the woman for you." This is a wonderful, straightforward revelation of our life reality. Wonderful case. On the road to Taishan, or Wu Taishan, or Taishan, depending upon how you pronounce it. It's a mountain in northern China where there are a number of peaks and there's many temples, monasteries there. Even now, and people would go on pilgrimage there. It's often said that it's an abode of Manjushri, the Bodhisattva of wisdom. So a woman lived there. Maybe she had a tea house on the road, and people would stop and have refreshments, and they would ask directions, as this monk did. Which way the road to Taishan, to the mountain? And she would say, "Go straight on, go straight on." Slightly different translation. She said just straight ahead, straight ahead. Either way, go straight on, straight ahead. And then people would walk a few steps. The monk would walk a few steps. The priest would walk a few steps. And then all of a sudden they hear her say, "A fine priest, a fine monk, he goes that way too." How do they react to that? Probably this. So came to Joshu. He told him about this. Many of you, I shouldn't say many of you, some of you were in China with us when we went, and we went to Joshu's temple. Joshu's temple is not right at Wu Taishan, the mountain, but it's in the flats, so to speak. So the monk seems to have been carried this along. Oh, she says, "A fine priest, he goes that way too." So Joshu's response to him is, "Wait till I check out that woman for you." So Joshu went, asked the woman the same question, which way to Taishan. The woman responded in the same way, we assume, or the koan assumed. The next day, Joshu gets up on the speaking platform in the hall, and he says to that monk who was there and to the others, "Oh, I have checked out the woman for you. I have checked out the woman for you." Wow, isn't that great? Wonderful, wonderful hook. The woman hooks the monk. What happened between Joshua and the woman? We don't have to go any further, except that Joshua hooks the monk too. Checked out the woman. Going along that way too. The woman hooks the monk, priest. How do we react when people say things, do things? Can we just hear her say, "He goes that way too"? Or do we feel they're insulting me? It's not going the way I want. Ah, they're praising me. Isn't it wonderful? Dharma combat. I read Aiken Roshi talking about when Soen Roshi visited Nyogen Senzaki in Los Angeles in 1948. Some of you might know about Soen Akagawa Roshi. He was my Zen teacher in my early year. And Soen Roshi used to wander the streets of New York when I knew him. He ran into people in all sorts of places. Sometimes he would tell us about it afterwards. Sometimes he would take us wandering, went up to Central Park and we gathered nuts from ginkgo trees. Of course, we had to have special gloves, etc., to process them. Anyway, so Soen Roshi was in Los Angeles in Japantown, where Nyogen Senzaki was. Some of you might know that it's close to downtown, where all sorts of characters are out at night in the city of Los Angeles, even then. Soen Roshi, of course, didn't get dissuaded by being told, "Oh, don't go out, it's not always so safe, there's all sorts of people out in the street." So he went wandering. Aitken Roshi goes into more detail about it, but at some point, somewhat inebriated or even drunken sailor comes up to him and says, "Where can I find a woman?" At first, Soen Roshi wasn't quite sure what he was asking, so he asked him to repeat, and he said, "What, what?" He repeated again. Eventually, Soen Roshi got it, this being the neighborhood that it was, and he says, "Go straight on." And the sailor asked him, "What? Oh, go straight on. Go straight on." Wonderful Dharma opportunity. What happens? How do we react? Going straight on. Someone telling us. Someone saying, oh, he goes on like that too. How do we react? What do we add on to what people say, what events occur? What do we do? How do we believe? How are we blinded by the events, the supposed judgments, the supposed good or bad? How are we caught by those? Or did the woman at Taishan have something that she said? Did Joshua see through her? Did she see through Joshua? Did Joshua come and use her to help poke at this monk, the rest of his assembly? I have checked out the woman for you. What ideas do we have then? Well, what did he find? Is she good? Did Joshua think she's good? Did Joshua think she's wrong? Is that real then? Is it not? This woman was, if I say it in this way, well accomplished. And unfortunately, in our Zen tradition in China, many of these accomplished women, this woman, we know a little more about her, but we'll leave that aside. Many of the accomplished women were left in history without a name. We don't know who they were. Practitioners, teachers, accomplished Zen masters or mistresses, if that word is more appropriate. I don't know if the word is gendered. But in any case, unfortunately, because of Chinese traditions, they don't often name these women who are our ancestors or ancestresses, if we want to say it like that, who practiced and accomplished the Dharma and handed it down to us, gave us the opportunity to discover going straight on, which is exactly our life opportunity. Oh, I don't want this. Why do I? I can't go straight on here. I'll go somewhere else. I'll go that way. Oh, I shouldn't have to deal with that. All sorts of ways that we don't embrace the life moment that's ours. This going straight on with how we wake up, who appears in our life, how they appear, how the circumstances are. We miss the forms of emptiness, the emptiness of forms. The forms of form, the emptiness that's right here. We miss this life. Perfect way knows no difficulty, and keep reminding us. Just doesn't get entangled in likes and dislikes. Am I a fine monk as I go on? Is she criticizing me? Does she see through me? What did Joshua find when he checked out the woman? What do we find when we check out the universe? What ideas do we have about how to check out this life? The comment in the capping phrase is for Joshua's, I've checked out the woman for you, is, I'm an even bigger swindler. Isn't that great? The first comment, when the woman says, a fine priest, he goes that way too, is, you're already a swindler about her, about the circumstances. Swindling us because from the very beginning, this life, this opportunity is going straight on, except we add our judgments, so it blinds us in one eye. Then we add more judgments and blind it in both eyes and still stumble along. We're blinded by our stories, our self-centered dream, our likes and dislikes. No problem with likes and dislikes. Ask instructions. Which way do I go? Right straight on. But they add, we add, we hold on to all sorts of likes and dislikes so that we miss the road that we're walking, the life that we're walking, the opportunities of our life this moment. We miss the many forms of our life by believing the judgments that we hold on to about that one and that one. This I should have, that I shouldn't have. Right, straight on, right here, right now is our wonderful opportunity. Since I have been mentioning it, I'll mention again that in a few weeks, Tuesday night, the 10th of June, we're going to begin Sashin that'll end the following Sunday afternoon. And hopefully some of you can join us. If you intend to, please fill out an application, whether online or otherwise, and send it to Mushin so that he knows that you're coming and can adjust whether you're going to be there physically or just on Zoom, how long, and also because we need that for insurance so that you sign the waiver of liability on the bottom and you attest to you that you are capable of doing it, etc. So if you would like to join us for that, I encourage you, so that we can do Sashin of right straight on this moment. Thank you.